From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo.
Millions of people have been displaced from their homelands around the world. These refugees face day-to-day problems. Simply finding a safe place to sleep or food to eat can be a struggle.
Today, we explore the life of refugees in two African areas. Later in the show, we hear about a refugee success story. But first, we learn about thousands of people from the Central African Republic who were forced to flee to Cameroon.
These refugees are escaping violence that continues even after a peace deal between the Muslim Salika and Christian anti-Balaka militias. Christopher Cruz tells us more.
The refugees are finding relative peace in Cameroon's refugee camps. But they are struggling with growing humanitarian needs, such as finding food. And some people in Cameroon are not happy that the refugees are there. The United Nations says the number of refugees entering Cameroon has dropped from 10,000 a week to about 8,000. The Cameroon Red Cross says fewer people have been arriving because they are suffering from malnutrition and do not have the strength to travel. Constancia Taribi is with the UNHCR, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. She says the agency is working with other groups to care for the refugees. Francis Ndengo says some people in eastern Cameroon, even local government officials, are abusing the refugees.
La difficulté majeure que nous rencontrons, c'est la libre circulation.
He says the refugees cannot move out of the camps, even when they are hungry. He says Cameroonian security forces do not accept the food cards given by the UNHCR as identification documents. He says some of the refugees are asked to make payments to stay in Cameroon. He says some local people ask them to work on their farms, but then refuse to pay them once the work is done. Constancia Taribe says if Cameroon would accept the UNHCR identification documents, some of the problems of the refugees would be solved. Augustin Dolly Debat is a retired engineer from Bangui. He says the refugees will not be able to return home anytime soon. He says that, for now, Cameroon is safer than their home. The UNHCR estimates there are now more than 200,000 refugees from the Central African Republic in Cameroon. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Welcome back to As It Is. In the first half of our program, we heard about the difficulties facing refugees from the Central African Republic. Now we hear about another refugee story. Majur Juwach survived civil war in Sudan and life as a refugee in Africa. His life's road took him through dangerous places. That road finally led him to the U.S. and a career as a chess teacher. Anna Mateo and Jonathan Evans bring us this man's story of survival and success.
In the middle of the 1980s, thousands of boys from Sudan escaped the country's civil war by walking. They walked for weeks, for months, for more than a year. They walked up to 1,500 kilometers across three countries. They are the so-called Lost Boys of Sudan, and they had little time for games.
But one of them did learn a game to help him ignore his hunger in a refugee camp. The game was chess. This boy became an expert. Soon this lost boy of Sudan found his way to the United States. And now he teaches chess to children in the New York City area. His name is Majur Jowach, and he has come a long way in miles and in experience.
Today, Mr. Jowach shares his chess skills with students in public and private schools, in chess camps, and at other events.
It's very important to control the center of the board.
Mr. Jowach is from the Dinka tribe. During Sudan's civil war, he was forced out of the country. He fled to Ethiopia with 20,000 other lost boys.
Mr. Jowach describes a dangerous trip where half of the young travelers did not survive. The boys had to kill wild animals for food. Sometimes they had no water to drink. Mr. Jowach says they walked almost 1,000 miles.
They made it to Ethiopia. Then civil war broke out in that country. Majur Jowach and his friends had to flee again. Many died trying to cross a river because they did not know how to swim.
Majur Jowach landed in Kenya and lived in a refugee camp. It was there that he taught himself to play chess. He spoke to the Wall Street Journal newspaper about playing chess there. He said the United Nations had provided the chessboard. He said he played to avoid thinking about his constant hunger. But he grew to love the game, and soon he was defeating everyone he played.
In 2004, Majur Jowach arrived in the United States. He began working as a security guard. He continued to play chess. He told the Wall Street Journal that he went to a chess tournament in New York while visiting a friend there. He had only meant to watch the tournament. Instead, he entered it. He finished as tournament champion.
That competition led to the connections that began his life as a chess teacher. Mr. Jowach says he believes chess is more than a game. He says chess helps prepare young people for life by teaching them patience and math skills. Majur Jowach still has a big goal ahead of him. That goal is to become an international chess master.
With his skill, patience, and strength of mind, Mr. Jowach's supervisor and co-workers say they are sure he will reach his goal. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.
Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.